Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm from Europe, more specified from Germany. Nevertheless, we do have an, let me say, growing of community who are interested in agroforestry issues, and therefore I would like to present you some general approaches today to get an assessment of ecosystem services for a specific agroforestry system like alley cropping, as you seen here in the, can you see in the content? First of all, it's clear the Millennium Assessment of the environment has given us some issues, what should be improved for the next decades or what has been decreased over the last decades. And from that point of reason, I think the agroforestry system itself can be a good opportunity to improve environmental functions like soil functions, whatever you have in mind. And therefore, we are interested in, first of all, to establish these agroforestry systems also in Germany. But on the other side, and therefore we are busy with alley cropping, it's not the point that we are interested in ecosystem services at all, first of all, and that was a driving force that we are interested in to produce biomass, to get bioenergy at all. And an alley cropping system, as you can see here in the scheme, can give us the opportunity to produce crops for food, and let me say, woody biomass for bioenergy, and that is the main point of this establishment of alley cropping systems. On the other side, of course, we do have older agroforestry systems, also in Germany, also in Europe. Please don't ask me how many hectares, I don't know, but on the other side, we have had windbreaks, might be 30 years ago, many of these places. But all the windbreaks has been broken down, caused by the development of the machinery in agriculture. That we have nowadays big, large areas where you have any tree, and therefore you can get wind erosion and all these disadvantages. And therefore we are on the way to establish these alley cropping systems to get, first of all, a better environmental situation, and on the other side, of course, we want to have a use of the woody biomass, which is called biomass for bioenergy. Of course, it has been mentioned today, we can have benefits, ecological benefits of alley cropping systems, there is no question. And the red capital shows you more or less that we do need also somewhat more data to assess, might be some functions first of all in the soil, but also if you go somewhat below, you see we do have also some data necessary if you will talk about, let me say, biodiversity and all these things. And that is more or less the base to get at the end an assessment of ecosystem services. But on the other side, if you have an alley cropping system in mind, you will get also some competitions in between crops and trees, and that's clear, and therefore it's also necessary to do something in that point. On the other side, you expect an economical benefit, and that is the point which needs somewhat more attention at the moment, because you want to have to step from the ecological ones to the economical ones, and that will give you the result of, let me say, ecosystem services. First of all, what you can see here, the land equivalent ratio could be a measurement which gives you an idea about the effectiveness of a specific area, and you can compare it with a monoculture, you can compare it with a multi-cropping or intercropping system, which is an agroforestry system. And if you get a factor, if you can see here in the diagrams, which is higher than one, then you can calculate a higher, let me say, productivity of the area itself. And that could be a good indicator, let me say, to assess ecosystem services. And therefore, for the next, we do need somewhat more research. First of all, we need somewhat more data concerning nature or natural science-based investigations, that's clear. But on the other side, you need also some information about, let me say, the carbon market could be included, carbon sequestration, that is the key word. What can you do to realize a payment for environmental services? And therefore, I would like to show you some general aspects today this way. Here, that is my location in Europe. On the right-hand side, you see Germany, and somewhat more on the right-hand side, you see the experimental site, which is in a mining area, more or less, and that was the first idea to go in with agroforestry ideas into marginal sites. But nowadays, since the last 2 years, we do have also some improvement that farmers on normal agricultural land are interested in to establish agroforestry systems. That's the way we are going on. Here, look on the experimental site itself. It's in total 170 hectares. and we do have different locations, of course, now in Germany, distributed in the north, south, west, and so on and so forth, so that we do have several hundred hectares, you can say, or several hundred acres for investigation. Here's one of the important results. First of all, if you're interested in biomass, you have to measure the biomass. And left-hand side, you see the shoot diameter of trees. Right-hand side, you see the height, depending on the age, up to 4 years might be, because our trees are growing in a short rotation coppice form. That means every 3-4 years, we will have a harvest to get the biomass, and therefore it's necessary to estimate the yield. Very first step. Second one, talking about carbon sequestration, it's necessary to get an idea what about the distribution of carbon within a tree. The above ground biomass you will harvest from time to time, but the below ground biomass, that means the root system and a part of the stem will leave in the soil and can contribute to carbon accumulation, that's clear. And therefore you need some data in this way. And you see on the right hand side, the right column, after maybe 40 years, the distribution between the in between the above and the below ground biomass, it's more or less 40 to 60. The next point, therefore, that is an advantage to be in a mining area. You can study the initial ecosystem development. And what you can see here, after might be a rather short time, you can see an increase of organic carbon in the soil, depending on the land management, depending on trees or some other crops like in the alley cropping system. And therefore, it's necessary now to identify the main parameters which can be helpful. You have to establish an indicator system, and from that you can get the economic evaluation. Parameters could be, for example, the soil-based parameters, might be bark density, might be organic matter content, or the pH, whatever you have in mind. On the other side, you have to take into account the biodiversity, might be the species composition. And last but not least, you have to take into account as a parameter also the productivity of the system. From that you can derive, of course, some indicators. And that is a crucial point, because you have to extend the scale which you want to consider, just from a local scale to a regional scale. But on the other side, and that is the point you have to define, these indicators might be what is the best CN ratio if you consider the soil. 10, of course, you can say. Or you can talk about the root and shoot distribution, or you can talk about, here back to the economic issues, land equivalent ratio. And all these things summarizing might be ecosystem functions, summarizing parameters which you have defined before, and then you have an indicator system which is might be the base to assess the ecosystem services. And now I want to show you a scheme about that. For example, we do have the land use practice, and we have the PN, the different parameters in mind, which can be changed or will be changed as a function of time. And from that point of view, we expect an improvement of might be soil quality as a base if you have in mind agroforestry. From that, you can have an indicator system, and might be at the end, you will have a negative evaluation. That means the system itself is not good, is not the best one. That means you have to change the land use system, might be it is a monoculture system. Then you go back to the land use practice, you have to change it into agroforestry, and that is the point. And then you can get, expect the positive, let me say, effects. And that means, first of all, you consider the soil, but secondly, at the same level, and that is the point, you should also consider the biodiversity and not vice versa, as we are doing until now. And then it's clear, I think, just look to the soil, you can have an improve of soil quality over time, having in mind the parameters, having in mind the indicators, and that gives you the opportunity here on the left-hand side, coming up with a higher yield might be, you can go into the market, you can realize more income, and from that point of view, you can calculate more or less easily the ecosystem services. On the other side, the biodiversity is more or less in Russia a crucial point. But if you go and consider the system resilience and the replacement of coasts might be for some weed control compound, something like that, then you can calculate it also more or less easily. But the species preservation on the right-hand side, you can get a qualitative assessment, might be, but the quantitative transformation into ecosystem services is rather difficult. Just finally, some aspects to repeat it. Left-hand side, we do have in the graph the development of the biomass. That means you need a specific factor to get the market price. And that, of course, you can calculate an equation. At the end, you can get the higher value. But first of all, it's necessary to have here the parameters in the equation, which allows you to calculate all these things. The biomass itself, the distribution, the carbon sequestration, the same as well. The carbon sequestration in roots. Of course, you have, or you need some ideas about the carbon transformation, the carbon cycle in soil. But last but not least, you have a specific storage capacity in the soil. From that, you can calculate also a market price might be for carbon, and that gives you also a higher value, market price. But in terms of biodiversity, the assessment is not so easy. You can do it based on this replacement cost method. That could be one option to get a market value. On the other side, you can do it if you have the next slide with a below ground graph in mind. You can use another method, which is called the stated preference method. And that means you have to ask the people to support your activity in an ecological way of view. Let me come to the outlook. That means what's necessary to do. What we are doing is now we are having a lot of experiments, running in a field, running in a glasshouse, whatever you have in mind to verify an indicator system based on different parameters. And that, I think, will be the way to get a better or to get a tool. And that is the main goal, a tool for the European community to help them, the policy of the European community to help them and the farmers, first of all, to realize via ecosystem services an additional income. Dear ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for the attention.
Questions, Peter?
Yeah, and therefore I said the carbon storage potential over time increases very well. And I think it's clear because we do have the advantage to start within a substrate, it's not a soil, in a mining area. The carbon content at T equals zero is zero. And then you get a strong increase over the might be 3, 4, 5 years. It's another point, if you go into a real farm area, you have already a certain amount of carbon. But the question is, what is the optimum carbon content in the soil? And that is still under discussion also in Germany. Many people are busy with that. What could be the optimum carbon content? You couldn't rise the carbon up unlimited. That doesn't work. Because on the other side, you have to take into account the carbon dioxide fluxes might be, respiration of soil and so on and so forth. And you will get, depending on soil parameters and so on and so forth, a specific equilibrium. But under our conditions, we are coming up from zero and rising up the carbon content, and that is, I think, the idea behind.
Any questions? Any more questions to Dan? Thank you, Dan.
Thank you very much.